Welcome to Catholic Answers Live, the program where you participate with your questions about apologetics and evangelization, including the most important theological, spiritual, moral, and social issues facing the world today. Call now with your question for today's guest, toll-free 1-888-31-TRUTH. That's 888-318-7884. Now, from San Diego, Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back. This is Catholic Answers Live. It's Wednesday, August 18th. Patrick Coffin here along with you for the next 2 hours. In hour two of these 2 hours, we'll be joined by our very dear friend, Sister Rosalind Moss, to go from the heart. And 884, again, special invite for out-of-towners, out-of-countryers even, people in Europe, Africa, and Australia, and New Zealand. We know you're out there. We hear from you once in a while, and it's always a wonder to behold. 1-888-31-TRUTH. Let's go now to Fargo, North Dakota, and say hi to Mary, listening on 1280 AM. Hello, Mary. Now, that does not sound like Mary, no.
Sorry.
Okay, let's go from Mary to, we really are sorry. Go from Mary to Christopher in Carbondale, Illinois, listening on iTunes podcast, one of our loyal podcasters. Hello, Christopher.
Hello.
Welcome, sir.
It's good to be calling in. I'm a first-time caller. Well, I've listened for about 2 years, and so I thought I would call in this one time. And you see, a Protestant friend recently commented on the idea of the rapture, citing 1 Thessalonians, 1 Corinthians 15, Daniel 12, and Revelations chapters 2 to 3, mm-hmm. as well as other various passages of Scripture. As a new convert to the Catholic faith, I have read that Catholics do not believe in a rapture per se, as Protestants believe, or as is depicted in the Left Behind series. I read the verses that were cited to me, and while they speak of being caught up with Christ, they make no mention of a tribulation, and I find it hard to conclude they depict a rapture, even connected to the end times. Can you give me some insight into what the Catholic Church teaches on this matter, and how we as Catholics can explain our view to Protestants?
Well, first of all, I would. Are you on the internet?
Yes.
Because we have a good explanation of that on our Catholic.com. If you click on our tracts, there's a section on the rapture and last things. It's under last things, I think. We, you know, the whole rapture thing is relatively recent, and it's not as biblical as they give you the impression that it is. I don't want to get into the whole thing right now, but the fact is we don't believe that. We believe that there will be an end of the world and we will be judged. There'll be a final judgment, but it's not going to be a prolonged kind of thing where, you know, there'll be another period of time and then something else will happen. That has not been part of Christian belief for the vast majority of the years that Christianity has existed. It's a relatively recent Protestant thing.
Yeah, Christopher, the construct of pre-trib, post-trib, premillennial, I mean, they've got a whole lingo that wraps around it. It's all rooted in sola scriptura, which is a tradition of man not found anywhere in the Bible. A really good antidote, in addition to the resources Father mentioned at Catholic.com, Carl Olson, who's been on the show quite a few times, has a book called Will Catholics Be Left Behind? It's an Ignatius publication, Olson, O-L-S-E-N. Carl Olson, Will Catholics Be Left Behind? Also, Paul Thigpen has a book called The Rapture Trap, which describe the teachings of the Catholic Church about the end of time and the return of Christ at the end of time. This would be a long show just replying to the verses that you brought up, mm-hmm. but suffice it to say that one person was raptured, body and soul. That was the Blessed Mother. We just celebrated her Assumption. That was a kind of a rapture.
Uh-huh.
I say that only with tongue half in cheek. Hope that's a help, Christopher. Also, Tim Staples has a multi-CD teaching called Last Call, the Catholic teaching on death, judgment, heaven, hell, and I believe he picks up the rapture in that series. But Catholic.com will be a good starting point.
Okay, I'll check into that. Thank you very much.
Great, and make yourself a second-time caller.
All right, I appreciate it.
All right,
it.
Christopher, God bless.
You too.
All right, it is 13 after the hour. Patrick Coffin here, joined by our very own chaplain, Father Vincent Serpa. The chaplain is in, if you have a question for Father Vincent. This is the time to pick up that phone, 1-888-31-TRUTH. And before we take a break, we'll go to Yakima, Washington, and listening on EWTN.com, we welcome Jackie. Hey, Jackie.